Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hannah just asked me if I was nervous, and I never get nervous about anything, but I do feel nervous, Hannah.
I've never seen you bite your nails before. This is the first time I've ever seen you
bite
your nails.
I do feel nervous. And
just breathe.
Let me explain a couple of things. One, why I feel nervous. I think I'll explain more over the next couple of days of why the announcement makes me nervous. But I wanted to choose this day in particular, and I want to focus on that for a second. The day after Mother's Day, I want to share with you something that I have been keeping from you guys. And I do feel like the people listening to the show are like our friends, like our family. And we share our lives with you. And there's something I haven't shared with you. And that is who I think, we all probably think differently, but who I know is the best mom in the entire world. God has chosen to be a mom of another baby. And my family is expanding and growing. And baby number three is on the way.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another baby mega.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I am. I chose this day. I wanted to choose it for a couple of different reasons. I think motherhood is like the greatest gift. And I always wanted to be a dad. And I think I know my wife always wanted to be a mom. And we always wanted a big family. I think my cousin actually might have texted me and just said they were listening to it. I think it's so interesting. Because I remember a very specific conversation that we had on a family vacation with them. And they still reference it and laugh about it. But they were like, my wife and I, before we even had kids or anything like that, they said, hey, we want a big family. We want to have like three kids and we want to be foster parents. And they would laugh like, oh my God. And they would joke around, the Katie and Brett. But this was like something we've always wanted. Like we've always wanted to have a big family. My wife always wanted three kids. This was always like part of her vision of who she was. Cause I felt like there are people that are just born to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And my wife was one of them. Like the whole world is their world is surrounded by their kids and motherhood and the nurturing aspect of being a mom. And we have this running joke in my house and my family that my wife, because she's obsessed with the Warriors, is Steph Curry. Like she changes the game. She's the greatest of all time. And so she is the Steph Curry of moms. And so I just feel like the day after Mother's Day, I wanted to just highlight that like she was going to be a mom again and I'm going to be a dad again and watch our family grow.
That's just, I mean, dude, you told us this several weeks back.
Yeah.
Surprised us at a bowling match.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And we were overjoyed then. So this is so cool to, you know, all I can think about is every year during Thanksgiving, we all sit around and do the prayer and we always say the same thing. May our family grow longer. May our family grow larger and may it not grow smaller. And this is so cool that your family is growing longer and larger.
I just think it's so amazing to like, as the show grows, your family's growing. And I just think it's amazing. And I've met your kids. I've watched your kids grow up. And I know that they are just going to be overjoyed to welcome another sibling. And I'm so excited to see you continue to grow as a parent again. It's an amazing feeling to be, you know, your friend, almost like your sister, and to see you continue to grow in your life, you and Katie, and I'm so happy for you guys.
As someone who comes from a family with three kids, like personally, I think three is like the best number because I can be fighting with one sibling, but then you always have one on your side. So it's just like, I think three is the perfect number.
You know, it's funny you said that, Hannah, too, just about like the siblings and what they wanted to be like. And then, Kevin, you mentioned the prayers. Literally, that's exactly how we told them our in-laws. My son would pray, and he would say it in church all the time before we even knew that Katie was pregnant, my wife. And he would be like, God, give us another baby. And he just started saying this all the time. And that's how we ended up telling our in-laws, because he would just say it. We we pray before every meal, actually, in our house. And he would say it before every meal. Like, God, please just give us another baby. I really want a baby. I think he wanted another baby sister. and so then we just, when we were with family, we let him pray. And that's how we did the baby announcement. There was no special baby announcement, as we went around the room and prayed, and my son just said it naturally, organically again. Mm. And it's all he's ever prayed for. Mm. And he was just like, hey, God, give us another baby. And God did. And I just feel like it's such a blessing. It comes with its own set of anxieties and stresses and nervousness and excitements and all of those, you know, mixed feelings of when you find out your family is growing. But yeah, we're going to have 3 kids. God help me.
Oh my goodness.
But it's going to be cool. I'm super, super excited. It is one of the most overwhelming feelings to feel like the love within your family is going to be like captured and grow. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a cool feeling. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, that we are going to have 3 kids now.
And you bought a minivan.
Yes.
And I got a minivan. Hey,
way to go. Way to go.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.